guys, and welcome to Sisters in the City with me, Anna Vakili.
And me, Mandy Vakili. I was just bawling my eyes out before this episode.
Literally. So we were going to start this episode. It was going to be, basically, I thought, a really good topic would be like how to make a man fall in love with you, or how to make a man like you, or make him obsessed with you.
Yeah.
And like I did like loads of little notes on it last night. But then when we came, Mandy
I'm like
was
crying my eyes out.
She was so upset and like she was really like she was crying, and I was like, I don't know if it's the right vibe because like
I'm not going to be in a like that.
It's not even about being funny, but you want to be in like a positive mood to kind of like be able to tell people like all these good, great, amazing tips that we have.
Yeah.
So we thought, you know what? Let's do a little. Just sit
miserable
down.
Catch up.
Let's do a catch up with you guys because that way she can be herself. We don't want to be ever fake. Like we never want to be fake on this podcast. We want to always be real.
Yeah, 100%. Speaking of like being fake and being real, everyone had a lot to say about our last episode.
Yeah. So actually, shall I start talking about it? Okay, so after the last episode, I saw the comments were like some really, really like mean comments. Like, so one of them was like, Anna's coming for Mandy. You want to punch Anna in the face? Or like, Anna, shut your mouth. I only watch this podcast for Mandy. Like, Anna's jarring and all this stuff.
Can like, I just say also, like, quickly, what is your thought process behind that? Whoever's writing these things, like, what is your thought process? Like, you are a stranger, like, trolling my sister. And that's my sister.
I'm
like,
backing her.
You're backing me up against my sister. It's like a random person on the street, like, backing you up against like your mom. Like it doesn't make sense. Like no one's gonna have my back more than my sister. No. Like some of them that were more constructive criticisms that were like polite, fair, like is my Anna being snappy at Manny? That's okay. That was probably from an editing problem that we had where I basically spoke a lot of waffle and I was like,
it looked like I snapped at her, but it wasn't like I snapped at her.
Because all the waffling got cut out.
But do you know what it is? It's like, a few things upset me, and I'm not gonna lie. Mandy was like, don't tell people you were upset. Like, don't be. She was like, because when you tell people you are upset, that's what makes people like kind of target you. Because Mandy's kind of got that personality where, like, I don't give a fuck, troll me, she laughs.
Yeah.
And I've always been the one that's a bit more sensitive.
And you've expressed that.
And I've always expressed it before. But the thing is, I can't pretend, like, I'm gonna be honest, like, it did really upset me. And I cried a few times. It sounds so stupid, but it upset me for a few reasons. Like, the first reason is that like I didn't feel like I was being bitchy or snappy at Mandy, and I felt like if anything, like the advice I was giving Mandy, which we'll get onto later, was just out of love and care for her. So like that worried me because it's like if I can't see it myself, because I know I can be snappy, she can be snappy. Everyone
in real life, I am the most snappy person.
Like
trust
anyone me. Anyone can be snappy,
especially in if you don't have a sibling though. That's a sibling dynamic, no?
Yeah, but like not only just with sibling, people can be snappy with anyone in life.
Yeah, but no one is more snappy
than with your
sibling. Two siblings.
Right.
Like with each other. Like that's a known thing. Two siblings are the most like... That's a known thing.
I get what you mean. But the thing is, what bothered me was that I didn't think I was. And that for me was a bit worrying because like if I can't see it and all these people can see it, then like what's going on? Like is something wrong with me? Like am I a bad person? Like am I not nice? So I had to ask like a lot of people around me like that were close to me. Like, and then they were all like, what are you on about? Like you weren't snappy at all. So that was the
it's
first
because you're
thing.
Older sister and you're giving off older sister energy, and people don't understand that because they're watching us and they see us as like two entertainers, two friends, two podcasters. She's my older sister, bro. If you have an older sibling, they're like, I see Gingerbread with his older sister. I have friends with older siblings. Older siblings have an energy of like, they have, and it's the truth. Older siblings have an energy of dominance because they're older and they're like, they care more and they feel like they babied you a little bit. And
I don't know. I don't obviously don't realize it or feel it. I don't know. I mean, I watched that podcast back and I was like,
it's all older siblings are like that. It's like they have an aura about them. Like they have an aura about them. Like,
secondly, like with the advice, I feel like the question was give a piece of advice that you've not said before. And I was always really worried to talk to Mandy about, you know.
She wanted to do it in a safe place where I couldn't snap at her.
Normally, I was always really worried about
saying normally I'd snap at her. But it was the only place she knows I'm like trying to be like really sweet.
That's actually a really good point because like if I say it in real life, I'm always worried like she's going to get really angry, but I felt like maybe on the podcast is a good way of me telling her that advice, but then it actually worked against me because everyone else had to go at me. But like my advice wasn't a trying to be bitchy or snappy or anything. That was just love because I care about her. And if anything, I was telling her, like, you're perfect the way you are. Like, stop chasing perfection. And I even said in the end, even I'm chasing perfection. We both have been chasing perfection. Yeah. Maybe you more than me. But, like, I was just trying to be out of love. Like,
it's true. I've been thinking a lot about what you said, to be honest. I've been thinking a lot about it. I think I need to read some books, like, I've got, which are, like, The Beauty Myth and things like that, because I always say I'm going to read these books. They're about like how we've been conditioned to believe like you need to look a certain way and the stereotype against aging, et cetera, et cetera. And I do feel I need to read this book because I am really overly like scared of getting older.
Right. So what the thing is, we're both very similar in the fact that we put a lot of value on our looks and our physical appearance. And, I am the same.
And relationships.
Yeah. And relationships looks more, I think, with us. Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like you're just more.
Yeah.
And that's like all I was trying to be is like, we both need to change. You need to stop chasing perfection more. And like, it wasn't coming out of from a bad place. And then the third thing that really upset me was just because I feel like, look, with me in this podcast, I'm very happy to kind of take the back seat. Mandy's like really funny. Everyone loves Man. Like all the comments always like, I love Mandy. She's so funny. Can we be friends? I actually am okay with that. Like, for me, we're sisters and we're not normal sisters. Like, we're extremely close. When I went on Love Island, Mandy, did you feel a type of way?
I was gassed.
She was excited, happy.
Being Anna's sister, I was gassed.
If I'm winning, she's winning. If she's winning...
I was like, get me in them pap shots, y'all.
Do you get me? If I'm winning, she's winning. If she's winning, I'm winning. We're not them kind of sisters where we're competitive.
But it's not a nice feeling, though, Anna. You're on this podcast. You put all this work into it. It's not a nice feeling when you suddenly people make you feel like it's my show.
No. So when people are like, I love Mandy, she's so funny. Let me finish. Yeah, so when people are like, I love Mandy, like she's so funny, like Mandy's my, whatever. I get happy. I love it. And I'm happy to kind of take the backseat, especially after Love Island. Because I'm like, after Love Island, like I've had that whole limelight for years. And like, do you know what? This is a joint podcast. I'm still succeeding from it. I'm still getting all the benefits of it. And like, you winning is me winning. What I don't like and what upsets me is when I feel like, because of the fact that she is like, let's say the favorite, if people like attack me or in the future, it made me feel uncomfortable because I want to be able to come to this podcast and be myself and like have our normal dynamics. And like, I'm scared now and it's kind of made me a bit paranoid because I'm always going to be like, oh, is Mandy's supporters going to attack me? Or
that's
like—
That's exactly what I mean.
You know, that upsets me.
That's what I mean. They've made you feel like it's not yours.
It made me feel like, yeah, like I'm—
But what about the ones that are like, if someone like nicely put a comment down, like, a criticism against me or you, but in a respectful way.
That's fine. Like, no, the criticism's fine, but it was just kind of got me a bit paranoid because I didn't think I was being bitchy or scrappy or...
You
weren't. For that reason. But like,
I think it was exactly the part that I was basically, I started going down this like vacuous hole of like spiraling out of control and verbal diarrhea. And it was getting really bad. And it was like a man hating rampage. And obviously Anna's so scared of like us getting canceled. So she was like, okay, that needs to get cut out because Mandy's like going on some man hating rampage. And then that bit got cut out. And then Anna was like, what are you talking about? And that got kept. And then it looked like she was like just snapping at me for no reason, but it wasn't.
I really don't know. I mean, when I left that episode, I didn't feel any type of way. I thought, this is just me and Mandy. She's got a headache. Mandy having a normal sisterly conversation. Like, this is how it is. And
I was probably upset after that episode because I think it was brought to light to me like a lot more, you know, all this like chasing perfection thing and nothing changed. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm still doing the same shit I'm always doing, but it did make me think, I really need to work on myself, how we spoke before about like soul searching and like finding deeper values. And I worry, like, even when I'm in my 50s, what am I going to find happiness in?
Me too.
And I think you're right. We put mainly on looks, this kind of like value and this weight of life is so based on our appearance, but also a lot on relationships as well, I do feel like.
Yeah, I agree.
And
I agree.
It's so superficial. And I think you're quite lucky you ended up with Kowzik because Kowzik's a much deeper person.
Yeah.
And I've ended up with someone as superficial as me. Like, I'm with someone like Gingerbread. When I first met him, he was like, I really like big, big lips. And my lips was about to explode. And when I went to get them dissolved, he was like, oh, I like really big ones. Or like, I like boobs even bigger. My boobs are massive. Like, and he's like, all designer clothes and watches. And, you know, like, he's very superficial and I'm very superficial. And it's
like,
and it clashes.
Do you think sometimes you need someone that's the opposite? 100%. Kind of like to, I get what you mean. Because Cowslick's like the opposite. Like, don't put your hair extensions, don't do your fillers, don't do this. It kind of tones me down a little bit. Like,
Gingerbread wasn't even up for me taking my hair extensions out. He liked long, long hair, but I did that because of my own.
Not just looks, like when you talk about designers and stuff, like whenever I'm like, oh, I want these things. He's like, Anna, there's things that are more important to life.
Yeah, whereas Gingerbread's designers. Like, he just wants to like splurge on brands, and it's all about looks and like having that hot girlfriend, and like, you know, it's, I'm actually a lot more deeper than him. Do you know what I mean? And I don't think it's a good match, but then end of the day, like, I don't know,
do you think opposites attract, or do you think like you have to be similar? I've never believed in opposites attract.
I think certain elements of like opposites. Being opposite, because if imagine me and Kazik together, we both talk so much, we're both so loud, it's fucking weird.
Yeah, you and Kazik together would be the weirdest thing. Like,
oh,
you,
my God.
It would be a headache waiting to happen.
Oi, I feel so
you see,
sorry.
Now I'm scared of even saying that. Are people going to think I'm attacking you?
No, it's true. Me and Kazik, I feel so bad for Kazik, gay. He came and picked me up. Oh, you guys, you need to know this story. Oh, do you want to say this story?
What's happening? Oh, okay, go on, you tell.
All right, so I was on my way to Anna's, and then I called Anna. I was like, look, I can't get an Uber and it's like a 15-minute walk, but it's windy, it's cold, it's raining. Yeah, can you get Cowsix to pick me up in the car? It's not even 5 minutes. Obviously, Cowsix, 100%, I'm coming down the road to get you. So Cowsix pulls up literally 4 minutes down the road, picks me up, and we're driving down the road. Like, and then suddenly I feel like this impact. Yeah, I feel like we've had an accident. I thought a fox hit into the car. It's dark. It's like 5 o'clock, but it's dark. And then like something hit into the window on my left, yeah? So he like parks, like emergency brakes. And then we see that the mirror on my left-hand side, on my side, is absolutely disintegrated, like broken apart. I'm like, how did that happen over there? He's like, 100% someone's opened their car door on me, yeah? While we're driving down this road, someone's opened their car door on me because I know the width of my car. I drive down like this road every day.
He's a really good driver.
Like, the impact was like a car hit us, but there's no car that's hit us. So it was like, he's like, I know. So he literally just got out of the car and he can see like this couple, they're quite hysterical. They're like less than like 2 meters away from us as well because he parked instantly. And then the guy's like, sorry, man, my bird opened the car door on you, didn't she? My bird opened the car door on you. He's like, yeah. And then the guy slaps his girl in the head in front of Cowslick for what she did.
What'd you do in these situations?
I shouldn't even laugh, but I can't even believe what happened.
I just was shocked about that when he told me that. I was like, did you say anything? Did you do anything?
It's like while Cowslick was walking up to the guy, like to say, one of you or your missus opened the car door on me, he'd already clapped around the head.
Oh, I don't know if the thing is, me, I'd get involved. I can't help it.
I don't know. The guy was like,
this is where
like scary.
I know, but I'd be like, what are you doing? Like, you can't just hit her. Anyway,
now, and then he was like, how do you want to sort it out? The guy was a big fella, yeah? He's like, sorry, man, how do you want to sort it out? It's my missus, isn't it? Like, nah. He was like, do you want to go for insurance? He was like, I don't want to go for insurance. Can I just pay you for how much it's going to cost? And Cowslick was like, yeah, cool, might as well. If he's going to pay me, he's going to pay me. The guy's not answering his calls now.
He's not, Mandy, when I say, like, they're not answering his calls. She first picked up the first call and then she was like, it wasn't me. Like, she tried to lie. And then she was like, okay, it is me. How much is it going to be? And then they tried to be like, is it like a few hundred pounds? Actually, it's like 1.5K. And then he's like, stopped picking up their calls. And like, it's so not nice. Like, it's just before Christmas. Like,
it's not right.
It's not, why, it's not
what
right.
What can he do? Can you go to the police? Because he would have called like the police on the spot and he would have got insurance involved if the guy hadn't said, I'm going to pay you for whatever the damage is.
Yeah.
So I don't really get it. And like, imagine how guilty I feel asking Cowslick to pick me up 5 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
I feel so shit, yeah?
No, but it's
if
not,
I had
it's,
money, I'd
it's
fucking
not
pay.
Your fault. What do you mean? It's nothing to do with you. It's not your fault.
Yeah, I feel a type of responsibility.
No way. It's not your horrible. Fault. But like now, obviously, Cowslick's going to have to pay himself, which is like unfair.
So unfair.
People get away with these things. It's not.
They can't be able to get away with these things. Someone who's listening must know. Anyway, how did we get onto this after when we were talking
about you? If you were in a relationship with Cowslick, you guys would not stop talking.
We were talking about the. We were. How do we get onto random things?
Because
we were actually talking about the commenters and what they were saying. We just.
Yeah, no, but then we were talking about like opposites attract and like your relationship. You're quite deep and like Gingerbread's not that deep.
Yeah.
But
he's not deep at all.
So do you want to tell everyone why you're crying then before the episode?
Anyway, I'm going to just quickly, as a final note, say if anyone fucking tries to troll either one of us or Anna, you're going to get fucking blocked. Your comment's going to get fucking deleted. No one needs your backup for my own sister. Like, are you actually deluded?
It was just not nice. It was not nice.
And it's going to make us put off the podcast. Like, we're not going to want to do the podcast.
Yeah, like, if we're going to feel like people are going to make us, like,
it's set us against each other.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, bro. It's actually giving weird. And we're sisters. We came out the same vagina. Like, we've never been apart.
We didn't technically come out of a vagina. Mummy had a cesarean.
Whatever, same shit. Anyway. Okay, so why was I crying for this episode? Like, okay, basically, I was invited to Ginger Beard's family's house for, like, a family dinner today, yeah? And it starts at, like, 2:30 p.m. Okay, so I was like, Anna, we need to do the podcast really early because I need to go and be at his family's house for 2:30. So I put my alarm clock for 10.
So did I.
Yeah. Get ready, literally partially in the dark while Ginger Beard's sleeping.
That must be so annoying, by the way, that you're
I don't normally
desk.
Do that, but I was so nice right. today. I normally turn all the fucking lights on.
Okay.
I was so nice today that I did that. And then I'm like, when I wake up, I slowly go next to him and I'm like, Ginger Beard, like, you know your key to the office building, because our studio's in one of his office buildings. You know the key to your office building? Is your friend dropping it off? Is he meeting me to drop it off? Because obviously one of his colleagues has the key to the office building. Basically, I need this key to get into the office, into the studio. And he's like, yeah, he's going to meet you. He's going to meet you at 12:30, yeah? I'm like, okay, go back to sleep. Get ready. Get here for like 12:15, 12:30.
There's no one here.
There's no one here. Yeah. I'm calling Gingerbeard. He's asleep. Like, he's not answering. To call my mom because she's living with us. And obviously being really snappy with my mom, which I shouldn't have done. Go and wake up Gingerbeard. She's like, I can't do that. It's rude. I'm like, go and wake him up. I said it's emergency. And then she goes,
bless her. She's like, oh, you can hear her because she was alive.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry
to wake you up.
Mommy says emergency.
Oh, bless her.
And then I'm like, where's your colleague who's meant to be meeting me and dropping off the key? He basically has forgotten to tell his colleague to meet me. Even though I double checked.
He was half asleep.
In the morning, yeah? So me and Anna now have to sit outside in the cold for 1 hour for this person to come and drop off the key. And like, he knows that, like, this happened before in the past and I've like gone absolutely insane. So he's like anticipating me to go insane, but I wasn't going to this time. I was like, where is the key? Yeah. And then anyway, he's like to me, look, you need to find another place to do your podcast. That just set me off. I was just so upset after that. Like, how dare you try to?
Did you say anything to him for him to say you need to find somewhere else to do your podcast?
No. But in the past, I've like immediately, when this has happened, switched.
Yeah, but like, you didn't switch this time.
No, but he could feel it coming. So he's like so scared of me switching that he's just like, bro, I can't deal with it anymore. But him saying that then made me switch.
Yeah.
And I just fucking switched. And I was like, how dare you? Like, you can't do this. All I asked was for someone to come and drop the key, which you promised to have arranged. And now I'm going to be late for your mum's family lunch.
Yeah.
I've cried. You've wasted 1 hour of Anna's time. Poor Anna's been in this position a million times.
It's fine.
Honestly. And like, it was kind of like the icing on the cake because of so many other things.
Yeah.
I was crying on the phone to Anna yesterday because of other things that have happened. Like, it is kind of repetitive, but let me just fucking rant anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'd planned for like,
to have a Christmas day together. I feel like this is déjà vu.
Is that every fucking
Christmas?
It's like Santa's got a vendetta against me.
I swear, guys, go back to last year. Christmas, crying on Christmas Eve. The episode was called Crying on Christmas Eve.
I feel like he's ruined Christmas for me. It's meant to be my favourite time of the year, but he's actually ruined Christmas for me. Like, fuck Christmas, bro.
Why did you not remember your episode last year? Crying on Christmas Eve.
Every time I look at that, I'm like, I'm such a mug. Why am I still in this relationship?
No, because there's so much good things, obviously, in your relationship. But like, there's bad as well, but there's good. Like, I mean,
I always bring up that Christmas Eve episode. I'm like, can you believe he left me on Christmas Eve?
He's definitely not leaving you this year on Christmas Eve.
No, he's trying to force me to go to a pub. This pub, me and the pub. Versus pub.
And yeah. And the pub's called Cock something. So she's constantly fighting cocks.
Literally. And then, let's rewind to the beginning of the week, yeah? He goes out on Wednesday with his friends, yeah? Like, he goes out Wednesday, fine, man. He doesn't say anything. Smiles, all smiles. It's December. He's going to be 30. Like, let him live his life. Honestly, I had no problem with it. He wants to go out, it's fine. And then it's like 12 o'clock. I'm like, where are you? Like, you had dinner at like 7:30, yeah? You're not keeping me updated. Like, where are you between 7:30 to like 12, yeah? And then he's like, I'm still at the restaurant. I'm like, what's this restaurant? Because I forgot the name. He told me. He's like, it's called Ham Yard or whatever, yeah? And then I Google it. It's a hotel, yeah? And then I'm like,
why are you in a hotel? Yeah. And then he's like, it's a restaurant bar in the hotel. I'm like, I'm calling the hotel. Call the hotel.
Are you joking me?
No, I ain't playing, bro. This is the thing, yeah. I'll tell you after. Call up. I'm like, is your bar still open? And they're like, no, it closes at 11. And it's like 12:15. And then I'm like, mate, I just called the fucking restaurant. It's bar. It says it's closed, yeah? Try FaceTime. If something happened, it didn't go through. It felt like it was rejected. So like, literally, 1, 2, 3. And then he FaceTimes me, yeah? He's outside having a cigarette. I'm like, where's this bar then? Because I called up and this bar is closed. So where the fucking bar, bro? He's like, I'm outside having a cigarette. The bar is it's behind me. I'm like, go and walk in the fucking bar and film the fucking bar.
Yeah.
And he walks in and films the bar. And then I have this... The bar's open. It's obviously... The guy on the phone did say, which I left out. It was last orders at 11.
And then
I was like, it says it closed at 11.
So he filmed it and there's people there.
Yeah, it's people there. It's open. And it's exactly the place that he said it is because the picture's on Google and the video's on Google.
So what did you do in that moment?
Anyway, Ginger has never lied to me. Yeah. He's never actually lied to me. I've never caught him lying to me. Apart from like when we first met. But then like, yeah. You know what I mean? But he's never actually lied to me. Like, I have no reason, but I'm a paranoid wreck, yeah? And people might see this as insecure. His friends call me insecure. I'm actually not insecure. I don't think that Gingerbread could ever get better than me. Looks-wise, personality-wise, everything, family, everything.
Yeah.
I don't think he can get near me. But I am so paranoid of being with someone deceitful that I'm trying to protect myself and save time. I could be in Dubai with stacks in my crack. Why am I going to be in a relationship where someone's cheating on me? When I could be... living my best life. My cousin and my friends are in Dubai right now, single, living their best life. I'm here just picking my scabs.
Us relationships.
So
people here.
It's not like insecurity, it's like paranoia.
It's not insecurity. It's literally because we've said before, we've seen so many like deceitful, you know, men.
And these documentaries on Netflix are driving me, Anna, the documentaries on Netflix are doing things, you know. Yeah, he's like to me, you need to stop watching these documentaries.
Yeah, I just watched The Man with a Parachute one last night.
He's like to me, you need to stop watching his documentaries. You're so paranoid. Like, I'm honestly so paranoid that, no one gonna do me wrong. I ain't wasting no time. You wanna play with me? And I check and there's like nothing. And then he's like, you're ill. And I'm
so
like,
so what happened?
Then I'm just embarrassed, but I'm like, it's cool. I'm taking no risks. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and then I send essays or rambling, like, I ain't taking no risk. I'm just checking because, you know, I don't want to waste time because obviously I look so insecure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Such a weird dilemma. I can't explain it, Anna.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever done that, like get someone to film something.
It's the first time I've ever
done
it.
But I have, I think probably like FaceTime me.
I think it's the first time I've even done that, you know, like.
Have you ever said like FaceTime me?
I've never felt the need. That was the first time I felt the need. Like whenever Gingerbeard said he's somewhere, he's always there. Like, he's got no reason to really lie, I don't feel like. Mm. Anyway, he's like, you're crazy, and just laughs it off. Anyway, he went out, came home like 3 a.m, whatever, I was asleep.
Is this Wednesday?
Wednesday. And then we had planned Friday, we were going to go together, Christmas shopping, and have a Christmas day together, and have a whole day and night together.
Where was he on Thursday? Was he at home?
Thursday was at home, hungover, and... he tries to make it out like, oh, me and you time at home. But really, he's paralytically hungover.
Yeah.
And I watch another paranoid documentary called Bad Surgeon, where a guy have double lives and two wives and shit, while he's sleeping next to me. And the whole time watching, I'm like...
staring at him while he's asleep.
And then he wakes up, yeah. And then like after 3 hours of me watching Bad Surgeon, he looks at me, Anna, and I'm like... you know what? You never know anyone in this world. You never know anyone. So then... Thursday doesn't really count because you're fucking hungover. You have no motive, mate.
Yeah.
Friday was our day. This whole episode.
They've been planning Friday from like, I swear you've been talking about it. We're going to go Christmas shopping and then we're going to have a Christmas. It's never like you imagine it. Like, you know, like how you see on Instagram when couples are putting Christmas trees up and it's like they're in their matching Christmas pajamas and it's like so cute and like their candles are on and it's like so cute. Or like Christmas shopping or going to Christmas market with your couple. Like, why is it never like that for us?
Mate, you should have seen me and Ginger putting our Christmas tree up. It was something out of a horror film. We had fucking arguments about these Christmas lights that I didn't know how to do. Like, it was not always like in the movie. We even tried putting Christmas music on. Anyway, it's just nothing. Don't believe these couples on Instagram. Like Anna, she believes these couples on Instagram. Do not believe these couples on Instagram.
I don't know. I feel like maybe they are real, but we're just not those couples.
We just ain't got those guys. Those guys are the narcissists, deceitful ones. I'm telling
you. Yeah, yeah. they always end up being the freaks.
The ones that are perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, like everything's
sometimes
perfect.
I'm like,
I actually do appreciate the fact that Kalzik's not 100% like perfect.
Literally.
That he's got flaws that I can see.
I literally said that.
Someone that is so perfect, like that guy from That Bad Surgeon, reminds me of my ex. So perfect. Everything's so extravagant. Like making me dinner with candles and everything, like, yeah. So
petals
everywhere. Petals. Like,
they're the love of my life. I want to marry you. Everything to me.
Yeah, they're the ones that are scary.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue a story. So you're
like,
gonna.
I actually said that to Gingerbread though. I was like, sometimes I really worry about this like really horrible side of you that I don't know, the deceitful, evil side of you. But then I'm like, the good side that's in front of my face isn't all that good. So the bad can't be that bad either. Anyway, so Friday,
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Well, it's not Christmas Day, it's Christmas shopping day.
Me and Gingerbread Christmas Day together. And then we go Christmas shopping. I meet him at like 3 o'clock, yeah? He's got like all these Dior bags. He's like, oh, I spoiled myself. I'm like, what? It's Christmas, you're spoiling yourself? Anyway, we have a lovely 3 hours together. 3 hours? I thought we're going to like take it for
the
night.
Didn't you say that you like walked off because you're like, why haven't you got me anything?
Yeah, but anyway, I was wrong for that. So I'm leaving out the bits that I was wrong.
No, but it's so funny. You have to tell people when you're wrong as well.
All right, well, I started on him. I was like, why are you treating him for that? And I know, you know, Gingerbread family watches. It's going to think I'm going to come back.
No, really.
Anyway, I was like, why are you sweating yourself? It's Christmas, you're supposed to be sweating me.
That's so funny.
And he was like, well, it's my money. I can buy myself something if I want. I was like, oh, really?
Apparently you walked off.
Stormed off. And he literally messaged me saying, you are probably the most spoiled, vile girl. Like, I can't buy myself something. I have to hide buying myself something. And then I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So
I tried to leave out my bad bits. You see how I tried to do that?
You see, guys, don't believe everything you see on this podcast. Mandy's so fake on it. She's only showing his bad side, not her own bad side.
Literally. Literally, I have so many bad sides. I am actually really quite mean. Anyway, then, like, we're doing this Christmas shopping thing, yeah? And, like, he's got so much social anxiety when he's sober. Like, I feel like busy places like Oxford Street, he, like, acts really strange, like he doesn't like it.
Right.
Some people are like that, you know? They don't like to be in busy places. I like to walk hand in hand, like it's New York, through these busy streets with a hot chocolate. He's like a paranoid wreck in other ways.
Yeah.
You know, he's like staring every single person like they're out to get him. Like I was like, you're not Donald Trump's son. Like, anyway. And then he's like, look, I want to go to the pub. Like, the boys are going to the pub, man. Let's go to the pub and meet the boys.
Like, what? You're like meant to be having a Christmassy day together.
I'm like, I don't want to go to the pub. Like, he's like, let's go to the pub. And he's like, oh, they're all calling each other like, pub, 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 this little pub. It's like an old man's pub in North London, yeah? And I'm like, I don't want to go to the pub. And then he's like, oh, come on, I really want to go to the pub. Please, let's go, come on. And he's calling his friends to try and persuade me. Look, I felt in this horrible, horrible predicament. At first, I had this sharp pain in my chest of like, why does he not want to like just be with me? Like, why can't we have fun together? Why does he always have this like urge to go and meet his friends? Like, what is that enthusiasm and that urge to go and meet his friends? Like, you were just with them on Wednesday till like 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, why is it that we can't grab a hot chocolate, go get some shisha, go watch a movie, carry on our Christmas shopping, or like get a waffle and walk around? Like, why? Like, why is it that you want to take me to a motive with your boys? And it's like, I don't know what it is, but it gives me a horrible feeling of like inadequacy.
I can only like, the only thing I can put it down to and compare it to is like how we were when we were younger and we first like started hanging out with the girls like a lot. And like, it was just so much, it still is fun being around the girls, but it was like
another thing.
It was like a weird
gang,
yeah,
almost.
like a gang, like a group of us that just had such a laugh, and we were young, and it was like fresh,
yeah,
it was like a fresh feeling, and I could only kind of compare it to that, like
maybe because he's like 2 years younger than me.
I mean, we were a lot younger. I don't know. But I mean, some of them friends that he's going to the pub with are new friends.
Yeah,
like,
they're
fresh.
They're
like,
1 year old.
1 year friendship. So maybe if you had met like a bunch of girls like that, you would just...
No, I couldn't give a fuck at this stage in my life, mate. Like,
I don't know.
It just gives me this feeling of like, why don't you have that enthusiasm with me? Why don't you have that fun with me? Why are you not like trying to get away from your friends?
He's just
sometimes
such a lad's lad.
Why are you not trying to get away with your friends to spend time with me alone? That's what I'm like. Sometimes I try and not go to motives with my friends because I want to have quality, fun time with Gingerbit alone.
But that's probably what it is.
that's, I'm the normal one though. I like my girl time, but I also prioritize and I also am enthusiastic and really excited about quality fun time with Gingerbread. I'm the normal one.
Balanced.
I'm a normal one because I also at the same time really love time with my friends. But it's not like...
It's a balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas his is more, even though he's, and I can't explain it. And like, I couldn't say anything on Friday because... He ended up doing so much for me. He's like spoiled the fuck out of me on the Friday. And like, he's bought me all this stuff for Christmas. And he's like, I love you, and kisses me. And I'm like, come on, let's go pub. He's done all this stuff for me and spoiled me.
You can't say anything.
I feel like I can't say anything.
That's what a lot of girls, yeah, by the way, that have guys that like spoiled them, or rich men, like guys that are really successful that spoil their women a lot, end up getting away with a lot more stuff. Have you not realised?
Like, yeah, he cracks a joke about it. He's like, of course I can go to the pub. Are you all right with me going to the pub? Are you sure? Because I was like, I don't want to come. Are you sure? Well, of course you're sure. Look how much I've done for you. Look how much I spent for you. It's like, you do everything for me, but you don't want to do everything with me.
But which one would you prefer?
Probably for me. That's why I'm here. And then he went to a family kind of... friend's like birthday party yesterday, and I didn't want to go, and then which was fine, I was invited, but I didn't want to go. I've just been in a really down mood. And then he messages me at like 3 o'clock in the morning saying, babe, I'm just going to my sister's house with her boyfriend and my sister, and they live like opposite me, like we're in the same block of flats, and our flat doors are like
door to door.
So literally you could go barefoot to each other's like bedrooms and kitchens. Like we're literally almost conjoining. And I know 100% Gingerbread's not lying. I could easily reply at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was awake saying, come in for a second. And he would. He's done it many times where he's like, I'm going there. And I'm like, oh, come and say hello. But I didn't reply because I was really sleepy. Anyway, and then he gets into bed at like 6:30. And I wake up, I'm like, what the fuck have you been doing at your sister's across the corridor? It's 6:30. He's like, I fell asleep on the sofa. I know he's being honest and I know it's genuine, but I just still don't like it.
No,
I don't like slipping into bed at 6:30.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean totally. It's not like that, you know he's at his sister's and he's on the sofa.
Yeah.
But how odd is that? Why would you not want to be in bed with me?
Yes.
Why would you want to be on the sofa? An uncomfortable sofa.
Also, it's just a level of maturity. Like, instead of falling asleep on the sofa, chatting away with your brother-in-law, just get into bed like a grown-ass man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just like... And anyway, all these little things have made me into like a resentful, miserable, bitchy, mean, snappy hoe. Anyway, that's my rant over.
Okay, well...
But Friday fucking upset me, man.
I mean, look, it's just an argument. You guys are going to sort it out today. Like, are you going to go now to his...
Now I'm being spiteful. Now I'm like, I'm not going to come to your mum's because I've waited an hour here for the studio key and I'm late and you told me to get another studio for my podcast. How dare you? Like, I don't know. I've lost my head a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I have lost my head a little bit.
Just sort it out, Mandy. It's not worth it. Just sort it out. Look, it's just an argument. Arguments happen. Stop deeping it. It's like, we take everything so deep. Just let it go. Just let it go. It's just an argument. He's half asleep. He's scared you're going to switch him. He's like, do your podcast somewhere else. It's fine. You're going to sort it out.
Anyway, yeah, he's like messaging me nonstop right now. Like, how long? Please come to my mom. So I might just sort it out and go. But
100% go.
I think, like, as I was saying before, you know, we put like, overall, you know, me even running this whole episode, which was really entertaining for you guys, but it does show how much weight we put on, for example, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think we were planning on doing an episode about like tips and how to get guys to fall for you and how to do this and all that. And it does seem to add to the whole, you know, idea of we're so obsessed with men and boys. But I want to say one thing. I think the reason why me and Anna want to do that episode is because, look, life is hard enough as it is, being a girl and being so emotionally invested in, like, certain men throughout your life, yeah?
Exactly.
So instead of seeing, like, an episode that's going to be like, how to make him fall for you, how to make him in love with you, how to keep a guy...
That's not the vibe we're
giving.
It's
more like how to make them stress and not you.
100%.
How to change the power dynamic.
Yeah, I mean... I think it's a bit like the episode we did on like why men love bitches. In the sense, it's like loving yourself. How to make yourself fall in love with yourself so much that you radiate an energy that makes them in turn fall in love with you, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
Because the most important thing, obviously, men or women, is to fall in love with yourself first. Because that's the way you're going to make someone fall in love with you. If you don't love yourself, if you don't respect yourself, no one is going to love and respect
that
you. They're
going
to walk all over you.
Anyway, you need to tell me a bit about your life because I've basically talked the whole episode.
It's fine. No, we will eventually do that episode though because I think a lot of like people are interested. But I mean, it sounds really bad saying this now because obviously you've been upset about Gingerbeard, which is, I just see that as like a little minor fight. You guys are going to be all right.
It's not like he's been bad as well. Yeah. It's just like there are differences. And plus, normally it's you complaining about Cowslick and me like, Gingerbread's amazing, Gingerbread's amazing.
Well, recently, Cowslick's been really good.
Good.
Like, we've been having a good few weeks.
Thank
like,
God. At least one of us is, one of us really, is happening.
Being really sweet. Like, there's a lot of good things happening in our lives right now. And yeah, I'm still really struggling with his work. I say it all the time, but I struggle really badly with his work. Like, wow, it's so hard for me and it's not getting any easier to the point where I'm worried that this one might be the reason that we end, which is really upsetting because everything else right now is going really well. Like, he's been treating me really nice. He's being so sweet, catering to me. Like, I mean, like his lifestyle's not the best right now still, but other than that, like, it's good. It's just this work thing really drives me crazy. But
are you rewarding his good behavior? Are you, like, rewarding the good behavior?
Yeah, I am, definitely. Like, good. I mean, like, for example, like, last night, obviously, it was Saturday night last night, he went to work. And, like, when I'm at home on my own in the evenings, it can be hard sometimes, especially on a weekend. Like, you want to be with your partner. Yeah. But I just try to enjoy myself and, like, you know, put on something good on TV, have a little snack. I don't give a shit if I'm dieting. I want to have, I want to enjoy, I want comfort, especially at times that are hard. So like, I just get a little bit of like a nice, my favorite crisps and I watch my favorite like program. So it is like a little bit easier in that way and then try and get to bed early. But yeah, things are going good.
I just think it's like, I don't know how you do it. I think you're amazingly strong because I'm already a paranoid wreck with like, nothing happening in my life, like my guy that just goes out too much, maybe this month, but like you go for it
all
every
time.
Week, every month,
all
every
the time.
Year.
Yeah. And like obviously, because it's his restaurant, I know like girls that go to that restaurant. Yeah, they're going to obviously, because I know what girls are like, they as soon as they find out that it's his place, they're going to be on it. And like over there, it's like all drunk girls, like dancing, and like he's drinking as well. Like it's just not the environment that I want my other half in all the time, every 4 days a week, like for the rest of my life. What the fuck? What is this? Why did I do this to myself?
I don't know. I don't think anyone that's watching this would probably be able to cope.
I think a very small amount of people would like want this
people
for their life.
Even slightly naive and delusional.
Yeah, like who would want this for their life?
I don't know.
Honestly. And it's just so fucked up because I've fallen in love with him. Like, and I don't know what to do. It's in a situation now. I'm in love. And like I care about him so much, but I've got this situation of his work. But to be fair, does he like my work?
Yeah.
He doesn't want me coming on here and talking about our life and our private stuff. And he doesn't want me here sitting on podcast episodes talking about sex and talking about dicks and shit like that. He doesn't like that.
Yeah, but
he
doesn't even do that anymore. And we do it on Patreon.
Still, he doesn't want me to go on Instagram and take pictures in lingerie. He doesn't want me to do that.
Yeah, but it doesn't create like discomfort and distrust.
For him, it does. He doesn't like it. But he's dealing with it. It's like we're both in love with like people that we're not our ideal partner.
Yeah, I get you. Mate, same here. But I feel like if everything else is going well, it makes the bad stuff better.
At least it makes it a little bit tolerable.
It like, you know what? You can't find someone that's perfect. You're never going to find someone that ticks every single box. That's why I'm always like, you know, Gingerbeard, like all this like romantic stuff and like all lovey-dovey stuff. Is it going to be there when I'm like forever? Probably not as much. So like, let me appreciate how much he is a gentleman and a man of the house and a man of running the family and running things for me and making sure I'm looked after and making sure I have all my needs taken care of. Like, maybe I should just, you know, be grateful for that. But the problem is, Anna, when you tolerate the things you don't like, sometimes it feels like suppression.
Yeah.
And with me, I feel like I suppress.
And it bursts.
Like what I did on Friday with the Christmas shopping because he went to the pub and I'm like, he's done all this stuff for me. So let me suppress that, you know.
Mm.
And then I suppress, and then I have an explosion.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Same with his work. Like I suppress personally, suddenly I can't take this anymore.
The sudden, like smallest thing, and you go mad.
He's so like the other night. I was like, I don't want you to go to work. Like I usually don't say anything, but I said it. I don't like it. And then he's like, I think I've said this about for the 100 millionth time, but I'll say it again. Like you don't have nothing to worry about. I love you. Like da da da. But it's cute that he'll do that again.
He won't stop the reassurance.
He won't stop, and that's the main thing. Like, I think the moment when they stop reassuring or they stop, like, caring that you're upset. I was like, you know what? The moment that I don't give a shit anymore, and I said, the moment when you go to work and I don't care, that's when you should be worried.
Yeah,
you know,
100%.
That's when you should be thinking, why doesn't she care? Like, I think that's what I'm like.
I think that's most 100% women. True. When a woman stops fighting for it, basically. Yeah. But you know, I think Ginger is sick of reassuring me, yeah? Every film we watch, if a man's, like, cheating on his woman, yeah, I'm like... Well, look, another man betraying the woman who loves him and like so wrong. And I look at Ginger and he just doesn't say anything now. Like he just doesn't say anything. And I'm like, why are you not agreeing with me?
Yeah, Cal's like, we just turn around. I'm like, women do it too. But yeah, other than that, like I went to my work Christmas party. I ordered the most banging outfit for my work Christmas party. It came and it didn't fit me. And like, wait, I'm having this situation. This year has been a year of not clothes not fitting me.
You're on the NTA episode.
Yeah, like this has been a year, like for me, where things don't fit me. None of my clothes fit me. I couldn't wear. If you find a girl in black leather trousers and a black long sleeve top and a black blazer, that's Anna McKeely. Because that's all I could wear right now, yeah? Because I'm just not feeling confident at all. I don't give a shit what people say because people are going to be like, but you're not even fat. You're telling people that you're fat.
It's not about that. It's not about that.
I don't like myself. And this is not the way I want to be. I want to be my slim self. Yeah. I want to be able to
good.
Fit. I want to be able to fit into my favourite outfits.
It's good to say what you feel.
I can't be. I'm not. If you want a body positivity, fucking
just hate the fucking place, bro.
Yeah,
just like, hate the body positivity.
Don't get me wrong. If you're confident, curvy. If you're confident, plus size, good for you. Like yeah. I love that. I absolutely love
that. We envy it.
Yes, envy it. But I'm not feeling confident. I'm not.
Yeah.
Like Mandy, I cried so much before my Christmas party. Sat on my own. I didn't even tell you. I cried. I was like, I'm actually so sick of this. Like. Not being able to like fit into my clothes, not being able to like wear the clothes I want to wear. And I'm just like feeling shit. I didn't even want to go anymore because it just put me off. Anyway, put my outfit on, like the long sleeve thing. And then I went, what is wrong in this head of mine? Like it makes me so upset, like the way I am. It's like taking over my life. But then at the same time, I'm not making the changes. Like I'm still eating shit. Guys, I'm eating crap, like burgers, chips, snacks. Chocolate. Like, what is wrong with me?
Yeah.
What is wrong with me?
It's consuming you, but you still keep consuming.
It's like drugs. Like, food is like drugs for me right now. Junk food is like drugs. Yeah. Like, I'm addicted to junk food and crappy food. And at the same time, it's
so depressing, isn't it? But you know what's making me really, really depressed? Like, I can't believe I've become one of those girls. Instagram. I can't go on Instagram. I mean, like, looking at everyone's body on Instagram has making me self-loathe my body, yeah?
Why?
Like, girls really look after their body, yeah? Like, they go gym or their surgery's worked out right. And their bodies are unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like, in bikinis, in outfits, crop tops. Their bodies are unreal. And it's like, I used to be that girl. I remember I used to be that girl. I never used to go on Instagram and think... I used to think, oh, she's got a nice body, but so do I.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be like that. I used to be like, so do I. Mine's are different, but mine's banging too. Back then, like when you first came out of Love Island, I am not.
But you know what's crazy is that I was so upset. And then I went to the Christmas party and I was talking to my mate, Nikita. And she was like to me, Anna, I feel like, I'm not just saying this, but like you and Mandy have got like one of the best bodies I've ever seen. And like, you're one of the prettiest girls I know. And like, she was genuinely being serious. Like, I feel like you and Mandy are one of the prettiest girls I know. And I was like, it's crazy because I'm sure girls must look at us and think.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But it's just because you know you're not the best version of yourself. Yeah. You're comparing yourself to yourself.
Yeah, but also what it is for me is like, I'm worried about like how like, I'm so upset, but yet I'm not making changes. And that kind of like plays with my head a little bit. Like, what is going...
Yeah, me too.
It's an addiction. Anyway,
I am making changes though. So I'll tell you what's helped me. Like, obviously, on my phone as well, worse than Instagram, is my memories coming up. So my old memories from like 2019, my body was just so hot, yeah. That coming up makes me so depressed, yeah. Because I'm comparing myself to myself. Like, why am I not as I was? Can't even get on the treadmill or do anything. But anyway, what's helping is like, at the moment, because it's December and a lot is going on and it's like a fun time and you've got a lot of social events going on, you can't really be on a strict sort of regime. So just cutting back, like eat, but just don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Like if you've had a burger and fries and you want a snack later on, just don't have the snack. Have like an apple.
I get what you mean.
Just don't overindulge,
yeah.
But don't be strict either, just because it's December.
I mean, I don't want to go on about it too much because like I genuinely don't want to give off that energy to people that like, I don't want anyone to ever like come on here and feel shit about themselves. Like that's the last thing I'd want. And I don't want to be that girl that's like,
yeah, but why? The same way we talk about the shitty stuff in our relationship and the other
yeah,
stuff.
But well, the thing is, way, realistically, like, we're not fat and, like, realistically...
We're not saying we're fat, though.
Yeah, we're not saying we're fat. That's the thing. I don't want people to think that we are saying we're fat.
We're not saying you're fat.
I'm just not confident. I'm not feeling confident. I'm not feeling, like, the best version of myself. And that's all it is. And, like, and I have a crazy addiction with bad food, which is is unhealthy, guys. Like, I have so much fruit that I think you left over, like my other cousin came over and left over. It doesn't get touched. I don't touch
because you
fruit.
Know it is an addiction, yeah?
I don't touch salad. I don't touch anything healthy and I eat everything unhealthy. Like, it's really bad.
But you know what someone said to me? When you start thinking about your health, that's when you start losing weight. When you start thinking, oh my God, you know, this junk food that I'm putting inside my body, it's not going to do anything good for my hair, not going to do anything good for my skin. And you know, because we're so looks obsessed. It's not going to do anything good for anything. So maybe I should try and eat something that's going to do good for me.
Is there like a food rehab place?
Like I'm not really like
need,
you.
I need to check in to a food rehab place.
So I eat fruit like because I'm just so obsessed with like, oh my God, I need good skin. I need good hair.
I don't touch it. I just need to go to a food rehab place and like I need help with my addiction to junk food. But yeah, anyway, guys, I went to the Christmas party. It was really nice. It was fun. Mandy, I'm so embarrassing. At one point, yeah, like, I was drinking my drink and like, I'm not joking. I was like, I went to drink my drink. The straw went so up my nose.
What?
Like it went so, I'm like one of them embarrassing people. And then like, it went like so far up my nose. Like imagine I was like, it was like I was doing a COVID test. Yeah. And I had to pull it out. And I was like, I had to look around to see if anyone saw me.
Your tiny nostrils were. How did that even happen?
It went up. It went all the way.
You know what I always do on a night out? And it's so embarrassing. Well, I got my drink in my hand and the straw is like out. And I don't want to look to put it in my mouth. So I'm like,
yeah, that always happens. Like, that always happens to me. And then I try and style it out.
Yeah.
I try and style it out. that always happens to me. Anyway, yeah. So I'm such a weird, like socially awkward person as well. Sometimes like I feel like in this industry, I'm a socially awkward person.
That's why I don't go to any
events. Which is so weird. Like since coming out of Love Island, I've said it before. When I'm around people in this industry, TV, podcast, radio, influences, I become awkward, yeah? And then like, I'm like in the corner kind of something, like most of the time on my own. And this guy comes up to me and he's like, I'll just see you on your own, like standing there. So I thought I'd come and chat to you. I was like, oh, he's like, what are you from? I was like, Love Island. I was like, what are you from? He's like, I'm from Too Hot to Handle or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And then anyway, we started talking and then he's from the countryside. And we were talking about the difference between like London and the countryside. And I was like, he was like, what you need is to go to the countryside. I was like, what am I going to do in the countryside? Yeah, like it's freezing cold. It's raining. It's wet.
What
like,
the fuck?
Like I much prefer like just, you know, get in a cab, get out the cab, go to the bar.
That has to be hands down the worst advice you've ever received. Mayfair.
But then like, I don't know. So he was like, Anna, look. And he started showing me pictures and videos of him in the countryside, like with a fireplace and like walking in like with a big coat and a hood on a muddy like farms.
That sounds like a nightmare.
But like, Maddie, I envy it. I'm not going to lie. I envy it. Like in a hot tub, in this freezing cold
in a hot tub.
Yeah.
Why not just catch a flight to the Bahamas or some shit?
No, because he's basically saying that these like natural, in nature, like is nice. I don't know. Yeah, it's like wholesome. Like it's wholesome. But I just imagine myself going to this like countryside in the UK and just staring at the fireplace and just overthinking.
Yeah.
Like, what would you do? Like, and then I'd get so irritated going out in the rain and the mud on my boots. And like, I'd be cold. I hate being cold. I hate being cold.
Me too.
Like, I just feel like I'd just be that person. Like, I'm more like, up, take me to Dubai.
We'd end up doing a Netflix, like...
Habibi, take me to Dubai.
Yeah, we'd end up doing a Netflix rampage in that cottage. In
yeah. The village. But then what is it? Like, I do think that people that live, like, they're more... Aren't they happier people? I don't know. But then... I actually have no idea, but it made me think, like, is this wholesome kind of vibe good for the soul? So then I got a message from the Copper Cabins, like,
yeah,
you can get a gifted stay. So I was like, to Cowsley, like, should we go, like, to this, like, in the forest?
Yeah.
Copper Cabins with a fireplace. He was like, yeah, let's go. So we was like, okay, so we searched how far it is and it's like a 2-hour drive and we were both like, fuck that. Fuck that. The thing is, I just feel like me and him are like both quite bougie people. Like, what are we going to do? Sit there?
But I don't get it. You can just sit in your living room.
That's what I said to the guy.
I don't understand it.
That's exactly what I said to the guy. I was like, but then I was sitting in my living room. Like, what's the difference? He was like, it's just nature. You look outside and he was like showing me pictures of the view and it's all green and it's like... It's greenery.
There's greenery everywhere in London. Like, there's loads of greenery around my house. I never go there. I avoid the greenery.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I think everyone's different. I don't know. Like Lucy, girl from Love Island, and her man live like somewhere like that. I saw on my Explore page,
Cornwall.
It came up that like they're engaged or something.
Are they? They live in Cornwall.
That was really cute, actually.
Yeah.
They're a very cute couple.
Yeah. They live in Cornwall. I mean, I don't know. Anyway. Everyone's a couple. I say that like I'm not a couple. But you know, Love Island All Stars is starting January. We've seen they've announced it.
Have they?
Yeah. Obviously, guys, I'm not going. Like, I think it's obvious I'm not going.
Who's doing the hosting?
Obviously, I think Maya Jama is going.
She's back with...
Stormzy.
You know what? Yeah. Like, you know when I saw Maya Jama and Stormzy saw their video back together, I thought, like, sometimes you know that's when you know it's real though. You know, it's like extra romantic when you see that because... Like, you've been apart and you've, like, experienced that being apart and being single. And then you're still drawn back to the same person.
Yeah.
And there's something about, like, Ben Affleck and J-Lo, like, that kind of vibe. And it was just...
You
think there is something like soulmates.
Yeah, and I always believed that because I've never... You know, there's people like exes and ex. Like, I've never believed that. I've always thought you can come back together.
100%.
And sometimes you come back stronger.
Something so sentimental about it, especially when it's been, like, a significant amount of time,
mm-hmm.
and like you both have options, and like you're just still drawn back to each other. It was really romantic, and that time now I think like they're gonna stay,
yeah,
together.
Yeah, they're cute as well.
They're really cute, and I'm just a fucking psycho there. Yeah, like if I get back with my guy, I'm always gonna be like, what were you doing?
Well, I'm in that position.
What were you doing?
Because me and Kazik broke up for 3 months, and I know he did things in them 3 months.
I'll just pick on anything to be like, what were you doing in those 2 years?
Yeah, no, you gotta let it go. But yeah, no, Love Island All Stars is starting and yeah, I'm not going on it. I'm not going to lie. When it first came up, like that they were going to do it and I was asked to go on it, part of me was like, because at that point my relationship was so bad. I was like, maybe I'm making a wrong choice. Maybe I should go on All Stars and like, you know, that's the right thing to do. But you know, now I've come to the point where I'm like, you know what? Even if I was single, I would still not go on it.
Yeah, well, you definitely ain't going to find love on there.
That's why, like, I'm not going to find love on there. Like, it's not...
Actually, I don't know. There's loads of people that find love on there. But it ain't going to be you, bro.
No, but it's All-Stars. So you know everyone that's going on there.
Yeah.
It's not new, fresh faces. And, like, at the same time, it's like... I don't know. I just think, at the moment, the podcast is doing so well. I've got my own, like, kind of thing going on. I don't really want to go back onto that, onto Love Island.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that. I want to go on a different show.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, a girl DM me saying, I've emailed ITV about getting you and your sister on Big Brother.
I would love that.
I was like, she's down for us, yeah?
So
that girl's actually, it was a lengthy email.
Oh, that's so sweet of them.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
That would be sick if we went together.
Yeah. Other than that, I just want to talk about what I've been watching on TV recently before we end the conversation.
What?
So I just watched a documentary yesterday on Twin Flames. Have you seen it?
No, but I've heard about it.
Oh, like I just started the first episode and I was just thinking like, people are stupid like out there, yeah? Like, people are signing up to these cults, yeah, and being told what to do because they think that they're going to find their soulmate.
Like, what?
It's like me and you sitting on the podcast being like, look, guys, I have a power, a spiritual power to know who your soulmate is and bring them to you, like, through energy.
And people are paying.
And, like, people are desperate.
That's a really good, like, financial idea.
Yeah, they're smart. These people became millionaires.
No.
Yeah, like, they're like... You know, your twin flame, they call it your twin flame.
No.
And then they make you cut off your family and everything. Like,
why would they do that? That must be evil. Why are they making you cut off your family?
And you have to watch it because then you realize how many dumb people there are in the world.
They're making you cut your family because they know your family will convince you that this is absolute fucking
nonsense.
Bollocks.
Exactly. But it's just mad that how many dumb people there are. And not just dumb people, but people that are desperate for love. Because some of the people that go on, they're like, I want my ex back. Like, and they're like, yes, your ex is your twin flame. And they've got, but these people have got like restraining orders from their exes, like, leave me alone.
Did anyone succeed?
Wait, these people like, their ex is like, leave me alone, you psycho. And these people are like, no, forget the restraining order. That's your twin flame. Go for it.
You're the flame and they're trying to get away from you, more like.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, it's mad. You should watch
it. Imagine having that power to just like absolutely manipulate the fuck out of people though. These people must have some mad charisma.
Yeah, they do. But they prey on people that are vulnerable, people that are like lonely, desperate.
Who is that desperate that they cut off their family?
Or just dumb. Or just absolutely dumb. And what else? So yeah, I was also watching Fargo. Did you finish it?
No, but that first episode was very intriguing. So I think I will start watching that.
Yeah,
it's good to be giving some suggestions.
Yeah, guys, it's good. I want suggestions. Give me some good suggestions. You kind of know what we like.
We told you about Bad Surgeon. What about the parachute one? What was that called?
Murder, parachute, something.
The parachute on Netflix.
Good crime documentaries and good like series that are like thriller type series I like. Like Send Them Through, I like.
I've seen all of them though. Don't you think we should do an episode just about recommendations though?
Oh yeah.
Because we have watched that. So much. And then, but then it's like hard to talk about it without giving it away.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Yeah. Do you mind like spoilers or not?
But anyway, listen, so second episode of Fargo, second season of Fargo.
Don't ruin it.
Wait. Or it doesn't matter. I just want to say, like, there's a scene where the woman ends up killing someone accidentally and then, like, brings their body home. Accidentally, she runs him over. And then her husband is in a situation, right? Do you help her? It's something like that, yeah? But do you help her bury the body?
And become an accomplice.
Or do you tell like, me and Kowsley got into a huge thing about this, yeah? Because I was like, if that happened with me, I'm going to the police.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean? Like, you'd go to the police. I was like, I ain't going to help you. I want to go to prison for long. I'm going to go to prison for you.
You know what's so mad? But you know in that moment, you're probably going to end up helping. Because you're in such a panic shock mode.
Yeah.
And you're not willing to lose your partner that you end up in autopilot doing shit you never thought you'd end up doing.
Yeah, and your partner didn't do it on a purposeful, like, murder kind of thing. It was an accident, yeah? So it's also not like that person's evil. Like if your other half's evil, then I get it. Like,
but do you know what it is, Anna? Like that person who died, their family deserves justification and closure. Imagine someone accidentally ran me over and they take my body.
And then I never know where you are.
And I'm missing. You end up clinically insane for the rest of your life, not knowing what happened to me. I vanished off the face of the earth.
Yeah, but then like at the same time, if you do tell the police, then you lose your partner.
Okay, so...
Because they're going to go to prison, right? Because they've gone too far.
It depends because if you accidentally run someone over and it's not your fault, you're not drunk, yeah? Or like you're not ridiculously speeding, you only get done for manslaughter.
But she brought the body home.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, from it's the a bit more complicated than that as well, but you guys have to watch it. But yeah.
But if you now have like tried to cover up your crime, then it's like with intent. So then you're already gone too far. So... But it is a weird topic because if you accidentally kill someone, yeah, like two losses of lives don't actually bring anybody back. It's nobody's fault. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that person going to prison doesn't bring the dead person back.
No, but in that series, like in that episode, if she actually just called the police when she hit him, she would have been fine, especially because that person was actually
People panic.
Yeah, but she panicked and she brought the body home. And actually when she brought the body home, he was still alive, yeah? So it's a bit more complicated.
Oh, then she's a murderer.
No, then he was alive and then he attacked the husband and the husband was like killed him. It's a bit complicated, but like the whole topic of like, would you help bury the body is such an interesting topic, like in terms of like partners, family, like, would you help bury the body? It's such a...
Okay, this is what it really comes down to, yeah?
And then, but the counselor was like, well, it's good to know that like you wouldn't, you know, in that situation, you would just turn on me and could call the police. Now I know if it was the other way around, I would call the police on you.
But calling the police is probably the best thing to do for that other person because then they'll probably just like get a shorter sentence and come out. Whereas if you end up burying, chopping up, getting rid of the body, you get caught, you're both doing life.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Do you know what I mean? But I know if I'm helping Gingerbeard, that body ain't ever getting found. We ain't ever getting caught because man's seen too many documentaries. I know how to cover up a crime. I watch How to Get Away with Murder. Have you seen that? Viola Davis. Shout out. And anyway, we need to go.
Yeah, it's dragging. Sorry, I just really wanted to talk about that.
That's really interesting.
Would you help bury the body? I would for you though.
For you, I would as well. But like, not if I thought you were going to get life if we do it. But if I feel like we're going to get away from it...
Excuse me. I'm joking.
But do you know what it is,
the right thing to do, guys...
We would never be able to live with ourselves, though, knowing that there's a family with no closure.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm joking. This is all jokes. Like, obviously, the right thing to do is to...
take the L, do the time, do the bird, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Do the bird.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be a mafia in jail, me and Anna together.
Girl from Qatar. Oh my God, so pretty, stunning. Yeah. Hundreds of thousands of followers, like unbelievably pretty. Like you have to see her. She looks like you. Black hair, big lips, like looks a bit like you, yeah? Yeah, she's stunning, stunning. And she ran through a red light accidentally. It was night and ended up killing 3 people. And now she's gone to prison for like, my God, years and years, especially over there, they take it really seriously. Like, I think it's like 10, 15 years. I don't even know. But it's just, her life's gone now in that moment. And it really scared me. Like, you never know, in a moment, your whole life can change.
Driving is so dangerous though, yeah?
Yeah, really. Have to be so careful. Anyway, ending on that
horrible note.
Be careful how you drive.
Yes,
be very careful how you drive. Don't kill anyone, basically.
Yeah,
accidentally. Before we go, I just want to shout out to everyone that subscribed to Patreon and supports us on Patreon. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Make sure you subscribe. We've got an episode coming out on Thursday. We're going to do a part 2 question answer. And we love you.
We love you so much.
Bye-bye. Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.